Angie Metcalf always brightens up our Saturday morning. She shares some good insight. Today, we're talking about bottle washing systems. And we have our answers from the Heartland, from Heartland Cooperative in Dorchester. And Angie, what would be the number one washing issue you see on a farm?
You know, too many farms maybe don't even actually wash calf feeding equipment. I hate to say that, but they think, you know, that a quick rinse will do the job. You wash out the milk and they think it's fine, but these bottles are still dirty. And unfortunately, bottles and buckets in that environment can grow a lot of diseases like, you know, E. coli and salmonella and crypto pretty quickly.
That's a good point. Now, is there any specific protocols we should be following in cleaning calf feeding equipment?
There really is. You know, if you followed a pipeline cleaning protocols or done something like that, it's in a similar situation. You want to rinse with warm water to kind of get some of that milk residue out. We don't want to bake it on. Then we wash with a hot soapy. It doesn't matter, just something that's going to take that milk off, take that any dirt or bone matter off, scrub that out, rinse with warm water again, just like you would with a pipeline, and let dry. Once it's dry, before you use the equipment again, disinfect. That's the key.
Now, I think I know this answer, but what can happen if these washing and sanitizing steps really aren't followed?
Oh, you know, bacteria levels obviously can grow to extreme numbers on plastics used for feeding calves. So, you know, like I said, this equipment stored in a warm, damp environment in these milk houses, things can grow really quickly. So every time you feed a calf, it could be getting a mouthful of bacteria soup. I've actually found numbers on some farms that are so extremely high that even after they've implemented a disinfecting program, it may take a month, 6 weeks, to get the levels down to a manageable area.
And you bring up a good point. I mean, you visit a lot of calf operations. Is this a problem on some of those farms?
It can be. Nobody likes to wash, and it's time-consuming. And so, you know, you look at it and you smell it, and it smells good. The problem is plastics can harbor a lot of things that's not visible to the naked eye.
Excellent point. So what is your tip of the day?
You know, like I said, no one likes the job of washing. It obviously needs to be done. So work with your calf feeders to make the job as easy as possible. Maybe it means installing a dishwasher. Maybe it means having adequate drying racks so that everything's up and can dry properly. Have a good disinfectant and use that on those dry surfaces so that you get rid of the bacteria, so that we're not feeding it to the calves.
Good insights, and again, always good to converse with Angie. If you'd like to talk to her, contact her at Heartland Cooperative, 1-715-654-5134. Otherwise, Angie, there's always great information on the website.
HeartlandCooperativeServices.com is the website, and yep, there's podcasts on there that have been saved and articles and other tips that go on and check in your free time.
That's your answers from the Heartland, from Heartland Cooperative in Dorchester, here on 101.9 WDEZ.